The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
People are always curious about the show, and we appreciate that. To us, it's just the getting up every morning and doing this for years and years, so we do appreciate you listening. We're always surprised when people are curious about us, but somebody said to me the other day, I always wondered, why Todd and Tyler? And I said, well, because he knows my real last name, and I go, explain my name, and I go, and then I go, Todd is, his name's Todd. He goes, that's his real name. I wanted to say, who the hell would change your name to Todd?
Yeah, you don't change your name to Todd.
No, you don't change it to Todd. Oh, it's actually a William, but he goes by Todd.
I thought he was questioning, the order.
No, not at all. He just said he knew that he knew I was Mike Tyler, but then I had to explain to him how I got that name, and then
Todd and Utah just didn't work.
Yeah, Todd and Utah didn't work, and I said the alliteration Todd and Tyler worked out well, and then I said, but he was surprised your real name was Todd. I said we just thought it sounded cool. Todd and Tyler.
Yeah. I should take a page out of the book of T.J. Miller.
That's right. He's Todd. I forgot.
It'd be T.D. and Tyler.
T.D. Oh, you'd be T.D. Brand. That means, that sounds like you actually ran the ball in high school or something like that.
It does.
Something they called you in your glory days.
I thought that sounded like an aristocrat of some sort. He's an oil baron. T.D. Brand.
He's Touchdown Brand. That's what they call him,
too,
man. Yeah. They call him Touchdown Brand.
I think the most famous T.D. out there now is
Ameritrade.
The evangelist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the douchebag.
And Ameritrade.
T.D. Jakes.
Wasn't Medicine Hat buddies with T.D. Jakes?
I don't know, but
I think he went to his church.
There's
a while there.
You know how we feel about churches. There's a meme out there about seven or eight people you recognize, TV evangelists, and what they're all worth, and it's just sickening. It is sickening, and not paying a dime in taxes. Just sickening what these
guys
are.
They don't pay any taxes?
The churches
even those
don't.
Mega churches?
The churches don't.
Okay.
No, because it's the Lord. It's the Lord.
I mean, I understand small churches. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But if you're pulling in millions.
And they are.
Yeah.
A lot of them are.
It's time to
and
start.
And these guys are worth millions.
Paying your share.
That pretty boy douchebag with the, drives all the cool cars.
Osteen.
Yeah, he's worth $150 million. And that one douchebag's worth like almost $600 million. You'd recognize him if you'd see the guy. He's been around for years. He was preaching when you and I were a lot younger.
Benny Hinn?
No, other guy.
The guy with the awning
for
the hair?
No. He owns Sunset Awnings, too.
I haven't seen him around. But if you go...
there's another guy you'd recognize. There's a meme out there for it. Excuse me.
You have the DirecTV.
Yes, I do.
Which, by the way, you can come over to the house and watch the Paul Stanley interview if you can't find Access TV anymore.
No, I have Access TV. You're telling the audience.
Yeah, okay. I'm inviting the audience
over. Okay, that's Todd doing that. Todd is inviting you over. All right.
immediately after the Weather Channel, above that, there's a whole tier of televangelists.
Yeah, there is.
There's all kinds
of... Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, Christian TV.
Yep.
Kenneth Copeland? Is that the one you're thinking of, Tyler?
That doesn't sound familiar.
Well, this says he's... this dude's
$790 million or something again?
This is $300 million.
There's a guy worth $700 million.
And he's at the top of this list that I'm looking at. This puts like Pat Robertson at 100 mil.
And yeah, he's a crazy douchebag.
Benny Hinn at 9, or at 60 mil. Frickin' Osteen nuts. At only 40.
Yeah. Oh, really? I saw 140.
Wow.
Maybe his property is 142. So
he must have blown it all on extra yachts.
Yeah, or blow. Hookers and blow. Speaking of horrible people, but she's got a hell of a body. There's pictures of Megyn Kelly out there now. Why don't you share those posts on the social media? She's because she had a settlement with NBC for like, what, 10, 12 million? She just walked away.
Oh, no, I think it was
30 million.
Yeah, 30, 40.
Now,
was the total deal?
She's done what I would do, not ever go back on TV and paddleboard. That's exactly what I would do. But she's 48, and she's got a hell of a body. That'd be a grudge because, assuming she'd have sex with you, right?
Paddleboarding in the Bahamas.
That's it. Yeah, look at that body. Zoom in if you can.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I think she's in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah, she's always been in good shape. But you never saw her in a bikini, though.
No, you didn't.
And now we see her in a bikini paddleboarding and just raking in the cash for being a racist dumbass.
All right. I'm surprised Fox News doesn't do that more often. They should put all their anchors in bikinis. Who's going to
have Hannity.
When Roger Ailes was there, yeah, he wanted him in there.
Yeah.
Did you see Russell Crowe as Roger Ailes in the previews, at least? That looks good, too.
Yeah.
He did the Christian Bale thing. He just put on a ton of weight. Well, wasn't too much more for Russell Crowe anymore. He's a big boy anyway. But he put on a ton of weight, shaved his head. Looks like Roger Ailes. Yeah. What's that movie called?
Yeah, what is the movie?
Roger Ailes is a douchebag. I think I'm the record douchebags this morning. What's it called? It's about Fox and him taking over and yelling at people and being a horrible person.
Fair and balanced?
Yeah, that might have been it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's their stupid slogan.
When's that coming out?
I don't know, but the previews are out.
December.
Yeah, the previews are out. I saw it. One of those movies.
Wow.
You see what it looks like?
Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie, John Lithgow, Allison Janney, Kate McKinnon, Malcolm McDowell.
Man.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people in this.
Five-star nudity?
Well,
no report on that yet.
Roger Ailes is naked, probably. You can see Russell Crowe at like 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Ripping off his shirt.
All those actresses he listed.
Oh, this must be a different one. This has got John Lithgow as Roger Ailes.
Oh.
What one is Russell Crowe in?
Russell Crowe might be an HBO one or something. You never know.
Charlize Theron, Margot Robbie. None of them mind getting naked.
And they look like Fox chicks, too.
Yeah.
You know, you just dress
them. This is a Showtime series.
Showtime series about Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
This guy used to run Fox, in case you don't know the name off the top of your head. When's that start? Because I haven't seen a previews for that. That must have been it. That's with Russell Crowe, right?
Release date not yet announced.
I don't think they employ that phrase anymore, either. Fair. I don't think they're fair and balanced
well,
anymore.
They never were, but I don't think they use it either. You're right.
No.
I don't think they use it.
Yeah, I think they finally said, hey, we're really not, so let's stop using this.
Craig Evans will be here. Our comedian buddy Richard Reese is going to stop in. Looking forward to seeing Richard. He's got a charity event, I believe, in a couple of days at our Funny Bone.
Ah, here it is. June 30th is the Showtime series.
Okay. That can be depressing, too, but looks pretty good. We're looking for something else new to watch, you know. What'd you watch last night?
I think I watched a little NBA.
Was it on last night?
And Barry. I got caught up on Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Barry's dark.
Good.
Barry is dark. Yeah. I think it's darker this year.
I think so, too.
I like it. I still like the show a lot, but I think it's just I need a little bit more of the dude with no hair. Just a little more of that dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because his comic relief is amazing. The way he was dressed there in the desert.
Yeah, the desert.
His comic relief, I think they need to be more of a team. Just to see him a little more.
Right, bring him with the...
Because he's just so freaking funny, man.
Gay Russian mobster guy. It's a little comic relief.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a great show.
You're depressed.
And Veep is kicking ass. Yeah. The weird thing about Veep anymore is they're all running for president, and it's not really parody.
Oh,
you know,
no,
it's not parody now.
I'm sure
the one dude is actually running as a guy that says horrible things, and it's not even parody anymore. It really not.
Well, I think
the Chinese are taking over instead of the Russians.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing it on purpose. I mean, they're parodying what's happened in the world on purpose. Obviously, they knew what was happening when they wrote that final season of Veep.
But I've read things from
amazing.
People in D.C. that said that's probably the most realistic,
yep.
Even more so than West Wing. This is probably the most realistic portrayal.
Well, they treat voters like stupid, and because a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Well, they don't like that. Blacks don't vote this way. Whites don't vote that way. They do all those cliche things. That, you're right. West Wing treated people like they actually were they cared.
Yeah.
And if you go to Facebook, people don't care.
And on Veep, they're very cynical, because they should be.
Yeah, they should be. Yeah. They should be. It's up a notch, obviously, on that show. But it's if you never watched Veep, go watch all those seasons, because Julia Dreyfus is tremendous.
Oh, and then I caught up on... I'm actually up to date on Jeopardy because...
Oh, okay,
I've been seeing...
Good thing, because that's the plot line's leaking out.
It is.
Yeah.
I've been seeing interviews with this guy, and normally that would indicate that he's done. Because they don't let them talk until after their run is over, but
so
maybe...
They're teasing it, huh?
Because this guy is kicking so much ass, I'm thinking they may have made an exception. And let him say a couple of sentences.
But isn't the season over? And, you know, Alex is going to be in bad shape here, hopefully. I'm not hopefully.
Yeah,
probably, I should say. It's the wrong word. I don't play the Deadpool like you ghouls, you know.
Not sure when the season ends.
I want him to live forever. I'll be like Craig.
Or when they take a summer break. Right. I don't know any of that.
I think he's done now.
Well, yeah, they said when he released that video last week, they said that was because it was the end of their season.
Right, so he's taking a break.
Okay. So how many more episodes do they have left in this season?
You're asking
I've given you the information
Where'd you play? How'd you hit them? That's a push like that. Yeah, I don't care.
I don't even know.
Where'd you play? How'd you hit them? That's our new bit.
Because he was on yesterday.
Apparently they were done filming.
Where'd you play? How'd you hit them? We need that. And when people call, they say, I played here, and they start to say how they hit him, and I just go into it.
Yeah.
I just do this. We don't care how you hit him.
Alex tapes two days a week. Five shows on Monday and five shows on Tuesday.
Man, that's way too much information. Yep. Good for you.
It's a good schedule, though.
Yeah.
It is. For $10 million a year.
Yeah. I'd do that.
It's a half hour. He asks questions.
Is that job going to be open soon?
No, I think he's handpicked a successor already.
All right.
But I don't see that show going away.
Oh, hell no. No. He's probably going to go away. You know? That's a shame. That's a bad thing to have. Craig Evans and a few. Petey Mack a little later on. Richard Reese, too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.